Sleeping 3 hours could happen often when we have a load of work needed to be done. But having this as a lifestyle is neither healthy nor sustainable. Hustling until fainting is not inspiring. It is the perfect guide to burnout and stress. We live in a world where being busy is celebrated and seen as a mark of success. But let's ruffle the feathers and stop the glorification of the concept of being busy. It does not equal success, as having fun and doing things you love in life is successful, whereas mindless busyness should not be an ambition. Trying to juggle the million balls we have around in our lives, from meetings to work to family, we are drowning in exhaustion, and we are missing out on what is truly around us. Busy is not an achievement. It is simply the state of being preoccupied and scared. Scared of missing out, scared of failure, and scared of facing emotions. We were all raised to the definition that busyness is a status symbol and a mark that we are doing great in life. It has even become the only word we can mumble whenever we are asked about how we are doing. Busy, busy is all we can say. Busyness is connected with fear. And for you to evaluate whether you really are busy achieving or just fearing something, I will give you a few questions to answer. Take your time to think of the following. Do you feel guilty when you do nothing? We have developed a horrible sense of shame around relaxing. Meanwhile, it is a necessity for the human body and brain to recharge. Ask yourself, are you a multitasking extremist who never does just one thing at a time? Switching off from a task to another makes our brains desperately shut down and work less effectively. Ask yourself if you consider the title busy as a badge of honor. Do you look down on people that relax? Or aren't you just fooling yourself that these people who aren't just busy as you are doing well in life? Answering these will help you realize whether you are healthily achieving or just cruising in life on autopilot mode. Evaluate your mindset towards work and the concept of being busy to avoid falling into the trap of burnout, overload, and overwhelm. Having an adjusted mindset that achieving and being successful isn't naturally related to how busy you are in life. It's just a matter of being preoccupied and scared, as so many busy people could be achieving nothing. Meanwhile, people who work and act mindfully, with full consciousness, achieve and reach their goals. And being a person with a correct mindset doesn't require more than attention and acknowledgement. You're wondering about ways to stop going faster and be more mindful in life? Listen cautiously to the following. Prioritize. Work out the most important tasks and values in your life and lessen the number and load of unneeded tasks that are only present to stress you out. At the start of each day, write down the most important duties that need to be tackled and do them. Schedule in downtime. For example, for the people who are very goal-oriented and are always striving to be their best self, slowing down might be a little bit hard, but it is crucial to be done so you can enjoy life a little more. Stop saying it. Yes, you heard that correctly. Stop telling everyone around you that you are busy. Instead, be intentional when answering and choose a more specific answer and include the task as an answer. But do not label it as being busy. This feels a lot nicer than being the crazy busy, and your brain will slow down and understand the things you have to handle instead of weighing it down with an overwhelming title. Pass it on. If you can delegate some work to someone else and teach your kids to do some choirs, for example, you might relieve yourself from so much exhaustion. Last and foremost, remind yourself that you are amazing regardless of how packed your day is. Focus on having and intentionally including time for yourself to do what you love, so you can keep fueling yourself with good energy. And let that rest time be guilt-free. Remember that you don't have to be stressed to be successful.